Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier.
My pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. We've got... first of all, we've got Sonia from the Wurri Community House. She used to be just down the road from us, but now it's a bit of a travel to get here. And then we've got Dr. Vincent, and he'll be talking all about his experiments and what he's been able to do about antitoxins. And we'll talk all about that between one and two. But first of all, to Sonia. Welcome, Sonia.
Thank you.
It's good to have you along again, and it's been a little while since we saw you, so... I guess there's been a bit going on down at the Wurri Community House in that time, and I guess we're almost coming to the end of this term, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We are coming to the end of this term, but we still have quite a few different workshops that people may be interested in coming along to.
Let's hear about a few.
Okay, so just in the next week, we've got a few. We've got the Keep the Yarra Valley Fruit Fly Free, and that's on this Sunday, the 3rd of September, from 2 o'clock. It's only a gold coin donation.
We're at the...
At the community house.
And who's doing that?
And Bronwyn Cole is doing that.
We've got Bronwyn Knoll, I think. We've had her in a couple of times, so the audience should be well aware that there is a problem with fruit fly, and it'd be a great idea. So it's this Sunday?
This Sunday, the 3rd of September, at 2 p.m. at the Wurri Community House.
Sounds good.
And the cost is only a gold coin donation.
And you probably get a cup of tea to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We also had a session last night where we found out that even our own compost bin at the community house may cause issues, so we need to get a proper enclosed one. So everyone's learning all the time about all the different things that can...
And if it gets in here in a really big way, it can wipe out a whole vineyard.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, or strawberries.
And orchards and everything. So we need to be really careful in the valley about that.
Absolutely.
And another thing we have is the Pets and Emergencies. That's on Tuesday, 5th of September, 6:30 p.m. That's also a gold coin donation, and that's a workshop on people who are looking at the best interests of their animals and what they can do to make sure that they're as safe as possible in an emergency.
Well, so what are we saying? If there's a fire or something, what you should do with your animals? Is that the sort of thing?
For that type of stuff, also for their own personal safety for the animals when they, in the event of a fire, when animals get scared and get wild and so forth, and how you can best contain that, maybe move out the animals a week before the possible fire danger, this, that and the other, and also talks about the pets in the home and so forth as well.
Oh, terrific.
With fireworks, etc., parties, loud noises.
Well, particularly fireworks are terrible for dogs, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They'll jump fences
they wouldn't normally jump.
That's right. Yeah, so that's on Tuesday,
next Tuesday.
September at 6:30.
Yep. And at Wurri again?
Yes, and there's a few little treats that and show bag that can be had, so if you come along for that, if nothing else. We also have next week on the 10th of September at 3 p.m. on Sunday, the 10th of September, the Magic of Bees.
The Magic of Bees?
Yeah, Greg is a local beekeeper, and he has got a lot of different honeys available to try, and is very knowledgeable and is doing a presentation on how to keep bees.
So from the point of actually being a beekeeper yourself, is that the idea?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you can ask him any questions. He's been in the field for a long time, so he's got lots and lots of knowledge.
I think we've had him in here a couple of years ago.
You probably have.
And, I mean, there is a problem with bees, and they are worldwide declining, aren't they? And without the bees, we're not going to have food.
No pollination. So bees are very, very important for us. Also, on Wednesdays for the next couple of weeks, we've still got our Mum's Social Group that meets on a Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. And in order for this to continue next term, we are looking for a volunteer leader who can be there to help support the mums and set up and pack down and so forth.
And what apart from setting up and putting stuff away, put your teeth back in, Al, are we talking about... a particular skill, or
just
what do they have to do?
With the with the parents and being social and finding out if, you know, if they want to have a particular person come and talk to them or do some group activities and so forth.
Doesn't sound
like
too hard.
Come and have a chat to us and we can help organise a few things. But we just need someone who'll be in charge of that type of thing and be available to the participants.
So when's the next one? So they could come along...
Next Wednesday at 10 a.m.
So they could come along to have a look with us.
What
it's like next week, and then all of a sudden you've got them for next year. Would
that be lovely? Or even next term would be really good. Really good for next term. That would be great.
Yep.
We also have our free sessions on digital devices. That's every Friday, and that's the opportunity to come and speak to our digital devices person who can help assist you in setting up things. How does this work? How does that work? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? And she can help sort out a few of those issues.
And it's very important for, particularly for the older person, to stay in contact.
Absolutely. Things like WhatsApp, Facebook, all that type of stuff that reconnects people from not just here in Australia, but also overseas.
We're just going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
No, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself while those around you crawled. They crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. Your life like a candle in the wind. Never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did.
Conversation, a little more action, please. Yarra Valley FM 99.1, baby.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Sonia from the Wiri Community House, which is just down the road from where we used to be in the shops at Wiri Alec, and she will give you all the contact details later on. Sonia, we're talking about digital devices, and of course the immediate thing is a lot of you think about iPads, but I guess it's not only for iPads for that program, is it?
No, it's for any digital device. So if there's anything that digitally frustrates you...
Like a phone or...
And if you need help with your phone, tablet, laptop, come down and get some advice. Or even if you wanted to learn some skills on your computers, you can set up some work programs and so forth. But even if it's as minor as connection for your mobile phone, how come it works here but it doesn't work here?
Yep.
Our digital device tutor is very knowledgeable and can help you work through those issues.
And I guess, and I've had this said before, that probably we only use 20% of our phone usage, you know, because we only know
Absolutely.
What you could do, and yet there's probably a million other things you could do
yeah.
with it.
And there's many apps and shortcuts that can help
yep.
with even daily things and reminders and calendars and things like that that a lot of people aren't aware of.
Yep.
So, yeah, she can help you set up all those types of things.
Sounds
and that's
terrific.
On Fridays at 10 a.m.
That's every week.
Every week, and it's a free course.
Gee, you can't get cheaper than that.
No, that's right. So even if you come in for a half hour to sort out a couple of bits and pieces, and that's that.
And no cost?
No cost.
Can't get better.
That's it.
What else would you like
All
to talk
right.
about?
So the next thing I'll talk about is our annual general meeting.
Oh, good luck.
So we've got the Wiri Community House annual general meeting on Tuesday the 12th of September from 1 o'clock. So what we'd like people to do is to come and learn about how our community house works and all the opportunities that you've got to be involved. So you don't have to be there and do every opportunity. If you just wanted to participate and be a volunteer at events, you could do that. If you just wanted to come and type some minutes, you can do that. But there are many, many different ways of having the opportunities to be involved with our community house.
And you don't need a particular lot of skills, do you?
You don't. You could just be welcoming people to come to courses and ticking them off with the attendance sheets. If you just want that people-to-people contact and so forth.
That's ideal for people who don't get out their house a lot and are a bit frightened to get into big groups, isn't it?
That's right. And it's good because you build social connections, and when you see the same people week after week, you get to know them. So when you bump into them down the street, you can say hi and maybe even have a coffee.
You've just hit upon a very, very raw nerve, I think, because a lot of people say, particularly if they've been working and they've retired to the Yarra Valley, or even if they've lived in the Yarra Valley, they've gone off to work in almost darkness, and they come home in darkness. And a lot of people, although they might have lived here for 20 years, don't know a lot of people.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And so when you see familiar faces around in the community and so forth, you can start to get to know them. And it's just keeping that eye out on each other and connecting with others in our community.
Sounds
so
good.
We'll also be taking nominations for the Committee of Management on that day.
I shouldn't laugh because let's be honest, these organisations don't exist if you haven't got a committee.
If we don't get our minimum numbers for our Committee of Management, we may close down.
Yeah.
And then that's a huge resource to the community that has just gone.
I know I've made a bit of a laugh, but it's really not. It's very serious that you do actually get a full committee.
And even if people don't know what a Committee of Management does, come in, have a chat to us. Just come and observe for a few months and see how you feel. You know, there might be just some minor things that you want to get involved in rather than the whole kit and caboodle of it all. So,
sounds good. Yep.
Yeah. And, of course, we're offering a wonderful afternoon tea. So we can bribe you with that to come along to our AGM and possibly do some volunteer and committee work for us. So once again, that's on Tuesday the 12th of September from 1 p.m. and likely to finish at about 3 p.m. So if people still need to go and do school pickup and what have you, they can do that.
One of the things too we should mention with a lot of this stuff with the community house, that it really only does work or run during school, doesn't it? So
school term,
it's not a case of though you're asking volunteers to come in when they might have children on holidays or anything
like
that.
That's correct. So we're very mindful of that. So yeah. If you can't come in during school holidays and what have you, that's fine.
Because you're not there.
Well, I generally am.
but most of the classes are running.
Most of the programs and classes, we actually keep the school holiday so that if we have to reschedule some classes from during the term, say if the tutor's been sick or something, hasn't been able to go ahead, we've got that ability to make up and reschedule some of those classes to make them up during the holidays.
Sounds good. Yep.
So, yeah.
All right, so that's the AGM on Tuesday the 12th of September.
That's correct.
At Woori Community House.
That's right. So you can call us on 59-646-857 or have a look at any of our socials to get the information for it.
Sounds good. Anything else you'd like to tell us just before we take a quick break?
Okay. Yes, we still have the Yarra Ranges Eastern Regional Library Service Flexi Van come and visit us every fortnight. So the next time it'll be over is on the 1st of September, which is this Friday, and you can pick up books and you can order books and pick them up from Woori Alloc, even if they're over at Wantirna or Lilydale. You can use that service to bring them down to Woori Alloc.
Just bring them.
Can also drop off things and DVDs and so forth, so you don't need to travel outside of the area to do that.
Gee, that's all right. All right, we'll just take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Fussing and fighting, baby, hold me tight. Let's let bygones be bygones. Let's think about tomorrow, girl. Our future's bright. Well, I know I was wrong, but I was just a fool, too blind to see you were the only girl for me. And everything's gonna be alright, baby. Hold me tight. Ba 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 ba. You were the only girl for me. Oh, but now I see the light, and everything's gonna be alright, baby. Hold me tight, girl. You know I love you. Ooh, you know I need you. I don't mean maybe. You will always be my baby.
You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Was 12:30 and we're still on 13 degrees, chasing a top of 15 and then down tonight 5 degrees. But we're talking to Sonia from Woori Community House. Sonia, I guess there'll be a lot of people will be interested in this next topic you want to talk about.
Yes, I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention that we do have a Brewers Club that meets on the first Monday of every month at 7 p.m.
And do they test?
They do samples and tests and do competitions and so forth. And I'd just like to congratulate Tom, who a couple of months ago, as part of Brewers Within Victoria, he was awarded, and Tom's from the Woori Alloc Brewers Club, Tom was awarded the Best Novice Brewer in the statewide Belgian Brewfest Beer Fest competition.
Statewide.
Jeez, that's Belgian Beer Fest competition. So congratulations, Tom.
Yeah, congratulations. So when does the Brewers Club meet?
Every first Monday of the month at 7 PM.
And so they taste and they talk about...
They taste and they talk about, you know, what can I do for this and what can I do for that. And it's run by Daniel, who's from the First Choice Brewers Club that's got a shop in Warrialook.
Oh, yeah.
So you can buy supplies and equipment and everything from there. And he's got quite a bit of experience. There's also a Facebook page for them, Yarra Valley Brewers Club. So you're welcome to have a look at that and join that.
Gee, that's all right.
Yeah, so it's been going on for a very long time.
There'd be some happy people. Do they, I mean, they're all obviously home brewers that might come brewers, along
yes.
to that.
Yes, that's right. And they're perfecting their skills.
Yeah, I was going to say, from novices right through...
All the way through to quite experienced people, yes. So
terrific.
Any questions or anything, you're welcome to ask them.
What else we got coming up?
Okay, we've got a few different things coming up.
Yep.
So at the moment, we've still got our Tax Help program, which is a free program to help you lodge your tax. And that goes on until the end of October. And that's actually overseen by the ATO. So it's
pretty good advice.
It's by volunteers who are trained through the ATO to help you lodge your tax returns.
Good.
Next term, we'll also have quite a few different gardening segments. Have some different information sessions on composting and worming and how to pot plants and soil conditions and so forth. So we've got all that coming up.
And this next month, next term.
Yep. We are also offering defib training for free on the 14th of November to everyone in the community.
That's a very important... So it's the 14th of October.
14th of November.
Oh, sorry, November.
From 6 PM till 7 PM. So it's only an hour, but it's free to everyone who wants to attend. You don't need to be connected in with our community house to attend the training, but you will get the training for free.
And that's extremely important because you just never know when someone's going to take a funny turn. And there are plenty of... defab machines around.
That's right.
But you've got to have the confidence to use it. The machine will tell you what to do, won't they?
The machines do talk to you and tell you what to do, but if you've gone through it in practice sessions before you're in an emergency situation, at least you've got a little bit of skills and knowledge about that and a bit more confidence, like you said.
Yep.
It will talk you through it, but once it's something that you've done before, it is a lot easier to use.
I think that's extremely important, that, because a person can die in by the time, no matter how good an ambulance is getting there, a person can be dead
in a matter of minutes.
Oh, so, absolutely. Seconds. Yeah. I believe it all works in seconds. That's how important it
is. It could be, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you can save a life, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. And I know some people get very worried about getting involved, but I'm told, and the legal people have told me this, there's an act called the Samaritans Act.
Yep.
And so providing you work within your capabilities, you cannot be sued.
Yeah, absolutely. So even though we know with CPR you can break ribs and so forth, it's better to have a broken rib than your heart stop.
Absolutely.
So you can always heal a broken rib, but you can't heal a dead heart. So,
one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
He started the day with a mood and a shake. He was finally arranged. Someone said with a cold hard chest, you're a mess. He woke up at nights. He thought he was twice. He was moving away. Cause everyone thinks that he goes away with age.
Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Sonia at Warwick Community House. Look, just one little thing I must stress: that 14th of November, the defibrillator training, it is extremely important that everybody learns it. A, because it'll give you confidence to use it, and B, all the information I have is that you cannot be sued, providing you act within what you should be doing. However, let's get off that subject. You got something coming up for the kids?
Yes, we do. We have our annual Kids Fest and Open Day. Now, last year was a bit full on because our Kids Fest needed to be rescheduled from October.
And because of
the storms.
Yep.
And we were very lucky that we did actually cancel at the last hour.
Yep.
And we're able to run it 3 weeks after in November. But we're hoping for a nice sunny day on Thursday, the 26th of October this year, so that we can run our annual Kids Fest and Open Day. So we'll have lots of things to do, lots of fun activities for the kids. We'll have some market stalls. We'll
be
have
outside some
food
summer,
stalls.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm.
It'll be held in the car park of the Warwick Community House and in the YTAG Reserve, which is behind us. So come along to that. If people are interested in having a stall, they can contact us. But this year we're hoping to go ahead on Thursday, the 26th of October, and that's from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m.
Well, everything we've got tells us we're going to have a warm from now on, doesn't
That's
it?
Right.
So you should be right.
So this year we may not have storms and we may not get washed out. Maybe.
Well, I hope you're right.
Just for that day.
Anything else?
Also, next term we've got quite a few things, business networking opportunities that we're offering. So the Warwick Community House is inviting all local businesses to attend either one or all of the networking opportunities. And this is the opportunity to showcase your business, to increase your profile, meet and connect with other locals, build connections. You can even have the opportunity for some free advertising in our term program.
Can't do better than that. And every business needs all the advertising they can get.
Absolutely. There's also free inclusion on our database directory. And bring your business cards to promote your own business and also enter the draw for a door prize and receive a free show bag.
But now, what if they don't want the door?
That's it. And this isn't just for commercial businesses. This is for home-based businesses and people who may just be thinking about starting up a business and so forth. So we've got three different networking opportunities. That's on the 20th of November for lunch, which is 12 noon till 2 p.m. 21st of November for breakfast, which is 7:30 a.m. And 22nd of November for dinner from 6 p.m. So we're hoping to be able to cater to
You've got everybody
all different
covered, haven't you? Yeah.
Times, so we can cater for home businesses, people who might need to pick up and work around a few different things, people who can come to a networking meeting before they go to work, and for people who want to come over after work. And we need you to RSVP so we can cater.
Sounds good. What were those dates again, Paz?
The 20th of November, 21st of November and 22nd of November.
Sounds terrific. All right, we'll take this last quick break and we'll be back to tell you a whole lot more and also get your pen and paper ready because Sonia's going to tell you how you can find out more about the Warwick Community House and these opportunities.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride?
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 13 degrees still, and we've got 13 minutes to 1 o'clock. And, of course, at 1 o'clock, we'll have the 1 o'clock news and weather, and then we've got an interview after that talking to Dr. Vincent, and we'll be talking about the most potent antioxidants that you can get, and they're all natural. So we'll find out a lot about it. There's a lot of research going into it. But we're talking to Sonia at Community House. Sonia, before we go, you want to talk about power saving, and then we need to talk about the AGM, because I am concerned these all going to... We don't want you to shut down, and you do need a strong committee.
Yes, that's right. So first of all, it's just a reminder to everyone that tomorrow is the last day for our power saving bonus scheme. That's the $250 cash back. We can help you fill in the application and so forth, but tomorrow is the last
day. So I need to get down this afternoon or tomorrow?
Either this afternoon or tomorrow. It doesn't take long, 5 to 10 minutes. You need to bring down your bill that's got all the information on it with your name, address, who your power supplier is, and we also need to have things like meter numbers and so forth on it, so that we can fill out the application. But tomorrow is the last day to be able to get that $250 bonus.
$250 is worthwhile having.
It certainly is.
Right, let's go back to the AGM, because you may have people listening now to think, oh, maybe I should. So let's try and con them into doing it.
So besides being a very welcoming and social little community house that we are, we're very much a traditional community house. So we have lots of programs and things that happen and lots of social activities. So we've got our annual general meeting coming up on Tuesday the 12th of September from 1 o'clock. And we want people to come and learn about how our community house operates and how you can be involved in it. It can be in a small capacity, it can be in an extended capacity. We will be taking nominations for the Committee of Management on that day. If you've never done it before, that's okay, because you can just come along and learn, and we can support you in all of that.
Sonia, if we've got people listening who have never been involved in a community before, what sort of time commitment would you say a committee member would have?
As a committee member, you've probably got a commitment of 2 to 2.5 hours a month.
That's not much.
And that's attending a committee meeting, but then of course you can extend that by being involved in subcommittees. You may just want to be a volunteer at some events, so that might cut that down even just to the actual event. Like, we've got our Kids Fest coming up and we need volunteers to help us on that day, so it could be just coming to that event for 3 hours for the year.
And apart from the programs we've been talking about, like, you've got heaps of other programs, haven't you?
We've
only just touched on them, haven't we?
Absolutely. We've got things like a Monday Mix, which is a social group on a Monday morning. We've got our Wari Wanderers Secret Club, which has the opportunity to go finding different clues throughout Wari.
Does it?
The Wari Wanderers?
Yeah.
Okay, and what it is they meet at the community house, and yep, then there's like little clues, and then they need to work out where they're going to, and at the location they'll be presented with a pin or a ribbon or something once they've got them there.
And then they can all
get together and have a cuppa.
How far would you expect a person, do they walk?
At this moment, it's just within Wari, so within walking distance of Wari.
They're not going to be walking for hours.
No, you won't be walking to Seville or to Junction.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's a good one. We also do have a few different groups, and we have the NEMI National Life Connect groups that meet, and we talk about stress and responding to emotions and looking after ourselves as humans, as well as, you know, mental health capacities. Like I said, we've got the Brewers Club, we've got mosaics classes, we've got information sessions on the Yarra Valley fruit fly, and pets and emergencies, and the magic of bees. We've got art classes, we've got bushfire scenario information sessions, the library, digital devices. We've got yoga on Thursdays, and we've got another social group called Golden Years on a Thursday morning.
Tell me what that's about.
Lots of people are welcome to come to that, and it's been great to see so many people come and join the group this year and decrease a little bit of the social isolation and connect with others in the group.
Because that is a major problem, social isolation, and it's going to get worse if we don't do something about it.
Absolutely. And that's also actually one of the basis for our mum social group that meets on a Wednesday morning. It's just a matter of connecting in with some of the other mums, and it's okay if you're not coping, and it's okay if sometimes you've had enough of your kids, because that's just a normal reaction to everything. So yeah, we've got lots and lots of different things.
And what you touched on before too is very true, that it's not only necessary while you're there. You go down the street, you meet someone, you have a cup of coffee, and all of a sudden some of the problems are just sitting around doing nothing, just disappear, don't they?
That's right. And some people have found in our group, oh, you just live down the road from me, so now they're starting to look out for each other. And so that's also really good as well. I've had someone say, oh, I haven't seen such and such for a little while. Are they okay? And that's really, really good to have that social connection.
Particularly if, and I don't want to get onto it, particularly if they say we're going to have a really hot summer, you need to look after each other, particularly if you've got elder people in the street too, don't you?
That's correct. And that's why next term we'll also be running some sessions on the vulnerable members of the community and what to do in an emergency.
You're looking for a piece of paper, which you can't find.
That's right. So we will be having that as well. So, yeah. Oh, there it is. Next term we'll be having emergencies and people at risk, and we'll be having some information sessions on how do we deal with emergencies and how do we look after our people who are vulnerable and at risk.
And
our pets.
And that really can turn out to be a big problem, because particularly if people are isolated in their house, and a lot of the older people or elderly people can't get out as easy.
That's right.
And some forget to drink, they tell me, and things like that.
Yeah, to hydrate with water. And some of the issues that we'll be discussing is things like, particularly like the Warburton Highway, it's one road in, one road out. And when it's got a lot of camper vans and horse trailers and everyone trying to leave the area, how do you get out in enough time?
That's a pretty good point, actually. I hadn't thought of that.
Yep. Yeah, we experienced it during the last lot of fires and the storms.
Yeah, because that's right. A lot of these areas, it's just the main road through the town, isn't it?
One way in, one way out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hadn't thought of that.
And what types of things can you carry in your car? I know during the last lot of fires, I was carrying around a flannelette shirt, woolen blankets, boots, and a chainsaw, and a bottle of water. Just in case.
Someone was telling me you should have a bag that's got all your major things, like your passport, your bank books, because it's very, very easy to get away, and then all of a sudden you can't get any money at the bank because you haven't got any.
That's correct.
If the place is really bad, and there are a lot of things, even a phone charger.
Yes, and I would also be recommending to have some cash, have a stash of cash, because once things go down, the electronics and so forth, you can't withdraw money from an ATM.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Pardon me. All right, so now you've got everyone convinced that they should get involved with the community. How are they going to find out more about it, Sonia?
Yep, and we always need a fresh perspective on things. So you might have an idea or something that you might want to teach the community. Yep. You might want to share some of your skills and knowledge base. You don't need to be a professional teacher or anything. If you've been working and doing woodwork for a long time and so forth, you might want to come and set up a group that we work on these types of things.
Because one of the things that does happen when particularly if someone's been doing something using their hands and that, or not only hands, but that can, once they retire, that skill's just lost to the community. But if they can come along and impart it to...
That would be wonderful.
And I don't know whether you've had an experience, but someone tells me that quite a lot of ladies want to learn woodworking.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's... things aren't as gender-based anymore.
No.
Everything's opened to everyone, and you do find that there's a lot more widows in later age. And so, therefore, if they can, you know, learn how to hit a hammer, that's a really good skill to have.
Yeah. I just hadn't thought of that, but someone said, oh, there's a... and I was talking to a guy only during the week, and his daughter... I think she worked in printing or something, and she's gone off and got herself a job as a cabinet maker because she always wanted to do it.
Well, there you go.
So
turn your hobby into a side hustle.
Ah, if, they always say, don't you?
Or if, volunteer.
Well, I always say if you can work in a job that's your hobby, you never work a day
that's
in your
right.
life.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, come on, Sonia. How are they going to get hold of you?
Okay, you can contact us on ringing us on 59-646-857 or send us an email on info at, that's I-N-F-O, at warri.com/house.org.au or you can look us up on the net at www.warricomhouse.org.au. We also have Facebook and Instagram as well. So
can't do better than that, can you? And if all else fails, Google Wooey Community,
Warri Community House and it should come up.
Yeah. Again, look, I know we've covered a lot of topics, but certainly I think we've done the AGM pretty well, that yes, really these community groups can't survive without them. But I think the other one on the defibrillator, I think that's so important. How many people can you have on that night?
We can easily have up to 30 people come that night, and it's free, no cost at all, and available to anyone in the community.
And the date and time?
The 14th of November, 6 p.m, and it's just for an hour.
Yeah, because a lot of people, some of these things do go for 4 hours, don't they?
Yeah, and this is just a one-hour training on the defib training itself. Yeah. 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. Call us on 59-646-857 to book your place.
And one of the things that I know we've said that you're not going to be sued in that, but one of the other things that we need is they are very easy to use, aren't they? You shouldn't be frightened to use them.
The defib does talk you through everything, yep, but the training is more for the confidence so that you know how to open it up, how to get it started, and that you've got the confidence to follow the instructions.
And what you've got to do prior to
starting it up. Because under stress, of course, you know, we all panic a little bit and we might forget stuff. The machine talks you through it, but if you've done it before, your memory will come back and it'll trigger that for you.
Sonia, it's been terrific having you again. We'll have you back in next term to tell us what's going on for the next term. But 59-646-857 or
info at warricomhouse.org.au.
Sonia, I hope you it all goes well, and I hope on the 12th of September, which is only about 2 weeks away, that you fill the committee and you've got more people than what you need.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
And again, you're not looking. People don't have to have some huge specific
Or skill base.
That's the word I think. All right, got to go. Thanks, Sonia.
Terrific. Thank you.